The Historical Society of Pennsylvania has invited a playwright to comb through its archives to find material for a new play. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the untold life of a man called Dr. Anonymous.
Dr. Anonymous was the first American psychiatrist to advocate against treating homosexual people as mentally ill. In 1972, homosexuality was officially listed on the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Openly gay people risked losing their jobs. At the annual conference of the American Psychiatric Association, a man disguised his identity behind a rubber Richard Nixon mask, spoke through a distorted microphone, and said that he's gay, he's a practicing psychiatrist, and homosexuality should be removed from the DSM. Years later, that man was revealed to be John Fryer, a professor at Temple University. After he died in 2003, 217 boxes of his personal papers were turned over to the Historical Society of Pennsylvania. Last winter, playwright Ane Gordon was combing through those papers when he saw a cardboard box on a high shelf labeled Fryer Add-ons.
And I said, "What are those?" And they said, "Oh, I don't know what that is." They were not cataloged. They were things like tuning forks and his tape recorder he used to use for sessions and this one reel-to-reel.
The tape had a recording of a gospel choir from the now-defunct St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Chestnut Hill, where John Fryer was choir director. In addition to being a psychiatrist and LGBT activist, Fryer was a devout Christian and a lifelong musician of both sacred and secular music. Although he played a pivotal role in the history of gay rights, his musical life is all but unknown. This week, Gordon, the playwright, will present the musical life of Fryer at the Historical Society on Locust Street in Philadelphia.
Throughout his life, he talks about his quest for the transfigured self, which is kind of rebirth in an elevated state, if you are to be a little secular about it. It's constant. I mean, there are lists. He makes lists of to-do lists, and they will say on them, buy batteries, take your shoes to the shoe mender, quest for the transfigured self.
Gordon is currently rehearsing his play about John Fryer called The 217 Boxes of Dr. Anonymous. That will premiere at The Painted Bride in May. However, Fryer's sacred music will not be part of that production. The tape will return to that Fryer add-on box on a high shelf at the Historical Society. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.